USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are at least three people dead in the wake of severe storms that hit the state of Indiana hard Thursday. In Winchester, Indiana, emergency crews confirmed at least three fatalities in one trailer park. Indiana State Police Superintendent Douglas Carter.
It seems like this always strikes people that that will have a tremendous need. All of us would. All of us would. So there's going to have to be resources.
Carter says there have been many significant injuries as well. At least four tornadoes were reported across Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio Thursday, as more than 13 million people in the U.S. were under tornado watches. A surge in illegal immigrants from China crossing the southern border is sparking more national security concern. USA's John Schaefer.
Air Force General Gregory Gio, who leads U.S. Northern Command, addressed the issue during a Senate hearing Thursday.
While many may be political refugees, the ability for counterintelligence to hide in plain sight in those numbers.
Over the past 4 months, more than 21,000 Chinese individuals have been apprehended at the U.S. southern border.
Republicans are hammering comments made by the top Democrat in the U.S. Senate, who said it may be time for Israel to hold new elections. Recently, President Biden and the White House have begun leaning on Israeli leaders to protect innocent Palestinian lives as war rages on against Hamas. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke up about all of it Thursday.
We have to stand with and support them right now, but what you're seeing from the White House, and clearly from the Senate Democrats, is really exactly the opposite.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office expressing openness to postponing the criminal trial concerning former President Trump's hush money case. The trial, set to commence March 25th, might see a delay of up to 30 days, as per the DA's request. This is USA News.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Vice President Kamala Harris made history Thursday as the first sitting vice president ever to visit an abortion clinic. Harris toured a Planned Parenthood clinic in Minneapolis. She criticized U.S. lawmakers who have rolled back access to abortion procedures for women.
And sadly, in so many places around our country, sex ed is a thing of the past, which leaves our young people to learn about their bodies and reproductive systems on social media.
Democrats in the run-up to November are making abortion a key issue in their election platform. Elon Musk is facing accusations of misrepresenting the extent of the SEC's investigations into his 2022 acquisition of Twitter, now called X. The commission seeking to compel Musk to participate in a deposition. In a recent filing, the agency stated Musk has been distorting the investigation. The agency filed a lawsuit against Musk in October to compel his testimony in its examination of the social media platform acquisition. A recent Gallup survey reveals that the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. This trend follows a series of recent incidents involving gun violence on U.S. college campuses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.